Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. I'm your host. And of course, we have another episode of Cyber Talk ready, of course. And we have a very special guest on our show, one of our awesome leaders here in CyberBacker, a director in our cyber care team, the director of onboarding. Ms. Hazel, how are you doing today?
Hi, Jello. I'm doing great. A little bit nervous, but yeah, otherwise I'm good. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
We're very excited to have you. Don't be nervous. We just want to get to know more about you. Of course, I believe we had another conversation previously on another episode, right?
Yes, we did. It was actually during my first year in CyberBacker.
Yeah, exciting, exciting. And now, how long have you been with CyberBacker so far?
Oh, I've been a CyberBacker for more than 2 years and 2 months, actually.
A lot of growth right there. 2 years. I mean, over 2 years now with CyberBacker. Yeah. But don't worry, we're going to be talking about that later on. But of course, before that, what did you do though before you became a part of CyberBacker?
Okay. Before CyberBacker, before I applied for a work from home role, I worked in a corporate setting. The last company that I worked with, I spent almost 13 years there as part of the HR team. And then, it was actually during the pandemic that I realized I can do this, you know, work from home, be with my kids more. And so I started, you know, just researching and asking around people. I've seen freelancers and I joined trainings. And then after that, I actually stopped working for a while. I wanted to set up my kids. I want to make sure that they understand the setup that we're going into. I actually talked to them. So it was sort of 4 months without an actual job. And then, you know, I wanted to assure them that, because I'm a single mother. So I wanted to assure them that we'll still have something. But I want to transition into this and I hope you understand. I want your cooperation and all that. I had to explain it to them. And very fortunately, my kids are very, you know, cooperative and they understand. They love that they see me, but, you know, they're teenagers now. So I guess they're tired of my face.
Right? Would have been different if they were younger, though, right?
Yes, yes, I agree. So that's it. That's before my life in CyberBacker.
Gosh, 13 years in the corporate world. Now, talk to me more about that. What really pushed you to, like, hey, you already built a career in the corporate world, 13 years, and now transitioning into something new, the virtual world. So what really pushed you there?
Well, yeah, like I said, it was during the pandemic. We still had job because the company that I used to work with was part of what we call the essentials. So job was continuous, but we had to work from home. And then I realized, okay, this is something that I can do. I could, you know, take care of my kids while working. I can still have a career while I am a hands-on mother. So it was then that, you know, I started looking for those kind of opportunities. I talked to coaches, and actually the concern that I had was because I'm already old, Jello, if I may say. So I asked that person, do you think I could sustain this? And she asked me back. This is what she asked me. Why would you do this? Why would you like to do this? Why would you like to work from home? You ask that question, then you'll know your answer. So, and then I realized it was, you know, of course, I'm doing this for the family. And yes, I will do everything for the family.
So. Of course, of course. Shout out to all of the moms out there doing everything and anything that they can for their families. Now, I want to know more about that. As a mother, of course, that you're transitioning into the virtual world. What was the most exciting part about that?
Oh, okay. I get to cook a lot. I love to cook. I get to cook. Well, I get to cook a lot. I get to ask my kids how their day went in school, because, you know, after the pandemic, they transitioned face-to-face in school. So I get to do that. And then I get to help out with their school projects. And, you know, they're considerably independent when it comes to that. I think because it's just us. So when they were still in elementary and all that, I trained them early to be independent. When I already had this opportunity working from home, I get to do that. And so I love it, you know, being a self-professed, I'd like to say that, self-professed teacher. You know, I love that I am able to help them with that. And at the same time, being able to, you know, just talk to them, mm-hmm. Especially that now they're teenagers, talk to them, be with them. When I know that emotions, hormones actually are, you know, rising and all that, I get to be there. So that's what I actually really, really love about working from home.
Gosh, imagine. Been doing it now for over 2 years. Imagine just the time, just being there for your kids. I think that is really, really priceless for any parent, for a dad or for a mom. It's really priceless. Don't you agree?
I agree with you, Jalo.
Gosh, imagine. That's the exciting part. It's only been 2 years. Imagine the more time that you can spend with them for next 2 more years, let's say, or 3 more years, 4 or 5 more years, right? And while you're building your career as well here with Cyberbacker, that's the exciting part. Now, talk to me more about your role then here with Cyberbacker. How did it start? How did your journey, your Cyberbacker journey start?
Okay, so I don't know if I've spoken about this the first time that we met, but it was a New Year gift for me when I received the job offer. I was ecstatic. I called my mom. I was crying. I called my brother. I called my best friend. You know, three people that I really, really trust, and they were very, very happy to me. And then I was called for the accreditations, and I was really, really excited. And, you know, I was given a time, okay, I have to be online at this time. But I was so ready, like 2 hours before that. So, you know, just excited and thankful, grateful for the opportunity. And after that, I met with the team. I was given instructions on what I would be doing, the tasks that I handled, which was back then I was part of the 100 Days Onboarding Team. You know, the continuous support that we give for Cyberbackers after their accreditation day. So it was quite an experience. Talking with them, checking in, making sure that they're doing okay. They're doing well, and if they have concerns, we get to hear them. And if there are, you know, challenges, adjustments that they need help with, we provide that. And sometimes they just need somebody to talk to. And you know, it's very, it's such an amazing feeling to be told at the end of the call that we really do appreciate. That we have this call. I feel better. I feel lighter. So, you know, it's a really, really amazing feeling to be helping other cyberbackers, Jalo. Right. And then after that, I think that's I started to, you know, have more roles, tasks, and which actually asked for. And then, you know, when somebody believes in you, somebody believes in what you can do, it feels that you can have that fulfillment, that sense of fulfillment.
True.
And it was last year, 2023, when I applied for the position of director of onboarding. You know, it was a roller coaster ride for me, because I had this, what I call, you know, I know what I am capable of, but somebody has to believe in me first. That's how I am, Zello. And luckily, fortunately for me, my vice president believed in me. Our leaders, Nishi, thank you very much for believing in me.
Shout out,
and, you know, Craig, for believing in people, for making sure that we understand we are creating leaders in CyberBacker. So, absolutely. Yeah. So, and the rest is history.
Now we're here, right?
Yes.
Just imagine in just an amount of, if we're going to do the math, then if it was last year, so just over a year then, and you got promoted and became a director. There, I could really agree with you there 100% when you say that. You would really need someone. I don't think it's, I think everyone would be ecstatic if they would feel that they are being supported, that they want that person to be there, something like that. It really goes a long way. It really fuels your fire, right?
Yes.
It's a different feeling. So once you believe in someone, and this, I heard this in with one of our interviews previously, pay it forward, right? When someone believes in you, when you handle your own team, pay it forward, believe in them as well. And you don't know how powerful that is. Really, really powerful, right? Now, you also mentioned earlier about the first 100 days. That's still part of what you do now. Is that right?
Yes. We still have that team. And we send out activities to the new CyberBackers, making sure that, you know, the processes that we have, the things that they need to know so that they can transition into working from home, because some of the new CyberBackers are, this will be the first time that they work from home, that they work in graveyard shift, that they actually, you know, do this. So it's a lot of support that we can provide. And so I'm just really, really glad that we have that opportunity to help them.
And I think that really goes a long way for our new CyberBackers, right? New CyberBackers that are just incoming to the family, just joining the family, because I'm not sure, because what I know is it's only CyberBacker that offers that. If other companies have that too, it started with CyberBacker, I'm sure.
Yes.
Just having that support from day one, right? Until the first 100 days, because it's difficult. If you were used to, let's say, the office-based jobs, things like that, no matter what, which company you came from, if it's your first time doing this, working from home, it is really difficult to adjust during the beginning. I think I had to adjust personally, like first 2-3 weeks probably, really had to adjust, especially working at night, things like that. So really thankful for what you and your team does. I think really, really goes a long way to our new CyberBackers. Shout outs to everyone in your division and our cyber care team at that. Now, talking about our cyber care team, I know it's already in the name. So what does the cyber care team do in general?
Okay, so we have a lot of teams assigned to different, what do you call this?
Responsibilities.
Yes. We have, of course, the onboarding team, which handles the expectations calls and accreditations. And then we have the 100 days onboarding. And then I personally handle the mitigation program. And then, of course, we have the rewards and recognitions team, which provides, you know, the fun support for our CyberBackers. Or like we have, of course, the contests that we have, recognitions that we, you know, showcase for our cyber backers who perform well. You know, we have to recognize that.
Of course,
and
yes.
Then we also have celebrations. You know, celebrations in Cyber Backer is has been really, really great. We have treats during birthdays, Cyber Backer anniversaries.
Yes.
And then for our newlyweds, you know, as long as you're eligible, and if you welcome a newborn in your family, in our family, we have those treats for our Cyber Backers. So, and it's something that we should be very, very proud of. I don't think other companies have these,
yeah.
You know, and I'm really, really proud to be part of CyberCare. Like I said, it's just amazing to have the opportunity to care and help other cyber backers.
I'm going to double down on that. I don't think any other company would have that. If they have that, again, that's something that they copied from Cyber Backer for sure. Cyber Backer is going to be the pioneer for that, for celebrations, weddings, things like that, newborns as well. So don't you guys worry, for everyone who's listening, you're going to know more about that once you be a part of Cyber Backer, of course. Now, moving on to more about becoming a Cyber Backer, being a part of Cyber Backer. I mean, so obviously every one of us went through the hiring process. And sometimes we hear people that would say it's a bit difficult, things like that. It's too hard, too high standards, things like that. What pieces of advice would you be able to give people when they're going through that hiring process, Hazel?
Okay. First, to keep an open mind. Nothing is easy. In life, nothing is easy.
Absolutely.
Everything will, you know, you will perceive it as difficult, but you just have to trust the process. Because trusting the process, it will take you places. And the hiring process, we have to make sure that we have the best people in place. Okay, so if you want to be part of Cyber Backer, then you got to show it. You have to make sure that you understand it. You have to make sure that you have research on the job, on the role, and you know, you actually did your due diligence.
Yeah.
Right? You cannot go into something that you don't fully understand.
Not ready.
And there are a lot of resources to know more about Cyber Backer. There are a lot of things that we put out there so that they can, you know, refer to those materials, resources can help them during the hiring process. So I think you just have to be proactive about it.
Absolutely.
You know, find out all about it. So yeah, information is so much powerful. So
absolutely.
It's already out there. It's accessible. You just have to do your part. And of course, when you get to the hiring process, like I said, you have to show that you got it and you deserve to be here.
Absolutely. 100% agree with everything that you mentioned, Hazel. So I think all of the information is already there. So kudos and shout outs, of course, to our social media team for spreading the word about Cyber Backer and tips on how to make it and become a Cyber Backer. So shout outs to everyone there. Now, also heard from a lot of our Cyber Backers that have been through the show. One of their favorite teams is when they are a part of Cyber Backer already. It is our CyberCare team. So we're really, really appreciative of the CyberCare team, of course, and a lot of great people, a lot of great leaders there as well. Now, before we go talking about leaders, I am 100% sure that you've worked with a lot of mentors there that have helped you to what you are right now, Hazel. So would you want to give them a quick shout out on the show before we end?
Sure. I'm very, very proud to be part of Cyber Backer. So I'd like to thank, of course, Craig for believing in Filipinos, you know, yes. Believing that we are the right people to be in business with, and, you know, that continuous process of thinking how the Filipino lives can be improved. I love that about Craig. And, you know, not not just about work. He talks a lot about, you know, how to manage our finances, how to, there are a lot of things that you can learn from Craig. So I'm really, really proud that I'm part of CyberBacker. And of course, to Mishi, who has continuously inspired me, because, you know, as women in this society, there is that role that sometimes people would say, oh, this is your role. You shouldn't have this kind of career. But when you see Mishi out there in action, it just inspires you to be more, to do more. And of course, I'd like to shout out to my team, CyberCare, for doing everything that they can to make sure that all CyberBackers are taken care of. It's going to be a lot of work, but we're happy to do it, Jalo. So that's it for me.
Absolutely. And again, just CyberCare team, just right there to help out whenever you need the care and the help, obviously. So everyone who's listening, if you'd like to be a part of a company that cares, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com for more information. And of course, Hazel, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you.
Likewise, Jalo, I'm very much, you know, available, you know, to talk. And I'm really, really glad that you gave me this opportunity again.
Yes, of course, of course. We'll have you soon. Have you back real soon. We appreciate you, Ms. Hazel.
Thank you, Jalo.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like CyberBacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.